Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Cheryl. How may I help you?
What is XPO?
We're a logistic company. We do the pre-measurements, installations, and delivery for Home Depot and Best Buy.
Okay, somebody just called me, and I couldn't, no one was talking.
Okay, so did you make a purchase with Best Buy or Home Depot?
I did.
Which one?
With Best Buy.
Do you have your Best Buy order number?
Yeah, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Let's see where I put it. Okay. Okay. Yeah, that 1 second. And you need the account number?
The order number.
The order number? Okay.
It'll begin with 112 or 06 or BBY.
Okay, you're right. It's 112-033-46-16477.
Okay, I'm going to make sure I got this right. 112-033-461-6477.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And if you'll verify the name and address listed on the account?
Yes, it's Maureen, M-A-U-R-E-E-N, Farrell. F-A-R-R-E-L-L, 1149 Lace Park Court in Darien.
Okay, let's see why they gave you a call. Okay, so you have a time frame of 10 to 12 tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 12 noon.
No,
that's
I don't.
Not right.
I'm supposed to be can you hold on for 1 second?
Okay.
Can you hold on because somebody else is calling. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. Yeah, that order number been canceled. Let's take a look. Yeah, Ms. Maureen, do you have a different number? Because that's been canceled. DC4. Copy.
Ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. That was your XPO on the other line.
Okay.
And they said 9. They said 9 to 11.
Okay.
And
yeah.
I was
because
told at the store, I was told at the store at 7 o'clock in the morning.
You was told at the store 7 a.m.
Yes, I was.
Okay. Now, what they probably told you is they'll put you on the morning time frame, which could be from 7 to 1. But then when the technicians get all of the orders for the day, they'll give you your order, your time frame, which is going to be that two-hour window that they just gave you. Now, that first order number you gave me, everything on that order showed canceled. So they must move your order to another number because you did get that call. So I'm looking on the on just your name.
You're right,
see.
They did. Yeah. This is the third time that this, actually it's the fourth time this has been scheduled for delivery. The first time he came, it wouldn't fit.
Mm-hmm.
The second time that they were supposed to come, they never showed up or called. The third time they never called and never showed up. Yeah.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So I'm just pulling. It's when it searched by name, it pulled up every order that's in our system under your name. And unfortunately, sometimes I have two people with the same name, so I get everybody's
okay.
orders. So I'm just waiting on it to load in the system.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you in Illinois?
No, ma'am. I am actually in Alabama.
You have snow there today, don't you?
In the northern part. Not in my little area. We didn't get any. But the farther north of Alabama, they got some.
Yeah. Yeah, we're in Chicago.
So I definitely know you're getting plenty.
Yeah.
Still just waiting on it to load. One moment, ma'am.
Talking to the dishwasher installation. You look really cute. Excuse me for talking with my mouth full. They're not coming at 7. They're going to come between 9. Maybe I will be the first one.
Well, we'll be here.
But Philly, I wonder if Philly's going to show up at 7 a.m.
Right.
Even if he does, we'll keep him around, right?
Yeah, right.
I'm going to go see my girlfriend, Nina. She's got a little daughter, Marina. That's what I was telling you about, that one goes to Montessori school.
Oh.
She's a good girl. I hired her. Like 11 years ago, she was my top sales girl. And then we just
yes, ma'am. That's it. It's from 9 to 11, and they are going to call you 30 minutes prior to arriving. I'm sorry it took so long.
Oh, That's okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You stay healthy and safe.
You too. And thanks for calling XPO.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right.